Do you guys know, do they sell these pads at the workshop?
Probably.
All right. I call this meeting to order of the Committee on University Affairs on Thursday, September 20th, 2018 at 9:37 a.m. in the President's Conference Room. On to the second order of business, roll call.
Senator Monta?
Present.
Senator Clements, present. Senator Green?
Present.
Senator Wilde?
Present.
Senator Yeganyan?
Absence excused. On to the third order of business, public comment. And if
is that me?
Yes, right. That's you.
Okay. Wow. Thanks for having me, by the way, everyone.
Yeah.
Today I'm here representing fraternity and sorority life on campus. Currently there are a few multicultural Greek councils that don't meet the requirement to be ASUN recognized via the club. Clubs and organizations like bylaws, they don't meet the membership requirement of 10. So I'm here asking if Senator or Senators would like to work with me in coming up with some legislation to propose to obviously this committee and hopefully to the Senate body to lower the requirements specifically for MGC organizations. And here's the reason why. All other clubs and organizations have to be open to, any ASUN recognized have to be open to any membership type. It doesn't matter, male, female, blah, 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 blah. And also, so do technically fraternities and sororities, but we all know that they're male, mostly male and female specific, unless it's obviously a business fraternity. So obviously that cuts down 50% of the campus population that they're even allowed to. When it comes to multicultural Greek councils, technically they also welcome in any race, ethnicity, background. But really, when it comes to their ethnic kind of group, it becomes kind of clear that the only people that they can really recruit is those people from ethnic backgrounds. And sure, they can reach out, and every once in a while, that becomes a little skewed. But for the most part, it's usually those people that are represented through that ethnic background that will join that kind of multicultural recouncil. With that being said, really the percentage of the ethnic population on campus is pretty minuscule in comparison to, majority of, like Caucasian, so on and so forth. So that kind of puts a strain on how they can recruit. And obviously, they're probably just in a fluctuation. They fluctuate every other year. They have high numbers, and then they have low numbers. But when they get into those low number semesters, it becomes very difficult for them to access ASUN club funding to do the events that they've been doing historically since their founding at this university, which is something that, traditionally they've done, and they know how to do that kind of stuff already. So having five people to put on those events isn't really going to make or break them in any way, shape, or form.
Any questions for Blaine Wigley? Senator Wilde?
Do you know what the name of these councils is so we can talk to them about these issues?
Yeah, so I know one of them specifically is Sigma Omega Nu, the Sunnies, do not reach the requirement. And I'm not actually sure. I reached out to them and said, hey, I'm going to this meeting. I'm kind of representing you. You should come. And I didn't really get a response back. So, but I know that I spoke to Megan and Kyle about this, and it was something that I don't know what other organization is. I think there are one or two more, but I know they said that the organizations approached them and expressed their concern of not being able to access club funding. So,
all right. Any more questions? Would anybody be willing to work with Blaine on this?
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Great. Yes, a senator.
Great. I'll be in contact with you. We'll set up a meeting, and then we can start gathering statistics and stuff.
Yeah. Do you have my phone number?
I think I do, yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for
Yay.
Waiting.
I took some notes if you need any notes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be looking at the minutes.
All right.
I always forget about the minutes. I always like.
All right, good luck with the rest of the meeting. See you guys.
Oh, he's got it. All right, is there any further public comment at this time? All right, moving down into agenda item number 6, new business. 6A is campus safety walk planning, picking a date. Basically, when is everybody available?
So I can request time off if need be, but I'm usually free in the evenings on like Monday or Tuesday. I think it would be good. Oh, sorry, I didn't like put my hand up.
That's Senator Will Day, by the way.
But what was I gonna say?
You're free when?
Huh?
When are you free?
Oh, on like Monday or Tuesday nights, typically. And I think it would be good to do it during the school day.
I'm going to say Monday nights work for me, Tuesday nights do not, so I'll say either Monday or Friday nights.
And then maybe like towards the end of October. Not October, sorry. When did you want to do this?
End of September, early October. We're kind of reaching the end of September, so I'm going to aim for early October.
Oh, okay.
I have a lab Monday nights, so Monday nights won't really work for me. But Tuesday, I have class till 7, from 6 to 7:15. We could do it anytime, like, before that or after that, if we're thinking later in the day.
I have work 8 to 10.
Okay. And then, I think Fridays, I'm pretty free.
Friday night?
I sometimes have Friday off, so I could just request it off ahead of time, if we know exactly what day. I could do that today.
I could do Fridays, too.
Friday nights?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to pick, what about October 5th?
October 5th?
That's a Friday. Everyone check their calendars.
We could do
I can do that.
Everyone can do that?
I just have to request it off, and then I can like let you know. I have no like reason to think like I wouldn't get that day off.
No,
yeah.
I could do that.
And I will say this isn't required. I do want you guys all here.
I would love to go.
Yeah, awesome.
I want to be
like,
there. Yeah.
Want to
okay.
I think this is gonna be really cool. I could bring like some people out too.
Yeah, that would be great. If we could get students too.
I think it's super cool that we have the environmental safety person out too.
Yeah. Update on that. I was contacting facilities to contact facilities, and then I got a person to come with us, and then they were like, last time the environmental safety group came with us, and I was like, who's that? They like gave me their information, and it was really great. So apparently they did this like 7 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we're gonna be bringing it back. Yeah,
can
be great.
Do what time
can
on
we
Friday?
Like abandon Robert's
no.
rules?
You can actually.
Well, yeah, we should.
Is
you can someone can make a motion to get rid of Robert's rules for discussion purposes.
What's
the only thing is it's kind of tough for Troy then to take minutes because it's just like a
yeah.
One long
Senator Clemens, how are you doing?
Trying to just get everything.
Okay, we're gonna stick to Robert's rules for now, and then I'm gonna also try to stick to Robert's rules because I know that I sometimes just get into the conversation.
Me too.
We got this. All right. So October 5th at, we said 8 o'clock, correct?
8 p.m.? That sounds 8 great.
8 p.m., yeah. The sun goes down by then, I'm pretty sure. Let me pull up my... Now, do we want to pick a more specific route than we did from last time, or do you think just keeping it vague is okay? Senator Green?
What is the route?
I'm pulling it up right now. Basically, we're starting... Oh my gosh, where is it? I specifically took a picture of it for this reason. Here it is. Okay, so we're starting at Sierra Hall, all the way down, moving up towards Manzanita, and then to the quad, and then past there we're going to like the science buildings in that area, and then moving up past engineering, and then to Ansari, and then that little quad. From there we're going to Kane, and then moving around to the KC, and then up to the Joe, so like up here to the football field, to West Stadium. And we hadn't decided whether or not we're going to be going to like the intramural fields. And then past that, we're going to the planetarium, then to Lawler, then to the fitness center, then to this parking garage. What is it called? Wyland. Thank you. I always forget. Then to CFA, LLC, and then my circle.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. It's a pretty good circle. Pretty good. Pretty big loop.
Senator Green? Or Senator Wilde?
Have we contacted Inkblot yet? Because I have not. But I will if we have not.
I have not. I can't,
okay,
I
well
can't
then I will.
Figure out technology.
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then could you send me that? I'll see if I can like kind of draw like a map kind of prototype sort of thing to send to them so that they sort of have like an idea of what it'll look like.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't do that, then I'm just gonna kind of like have contact information. And if you guys have, because I want to make like a flyer for it, if you guys have any like ideas of any other things you'd want to include on it, I want to include like the police number, like sexual harassment, like hotlines and things like that, disability resource center, like all of those kinds of things, just like for people, for like safety, just like resources. If you guys have any other ideas of what I could include on that.
I would suggest putting the campus escort number as well.
Oh yeah, of course. Campus escort. Yeah.
Anything else to put on the flyer?
Yeah, if you guys have any ideas.
I'm thinking we might be able to put, if we put a map, this might be too complicated, the locations of the blue emergency poles, but I think that's too complicated.
Where are they, like, in regards to the route?
They're all over campus. In regards to the route, I'm not quite sure. They're in like, the major places.
Because I could draw it, like, for them if I just, like, knew where they were.
Let's avoid that. I think that's too complicated.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah.
We can always, like, mention it, you know, on the route. I feel like it'd be nice to also have, like, it, have the map with us, like, while we're walking.
Yes, I will definitely need that. I get lost a lot. Anything else to put on the flyers? I think this is a great idea. We're running with it. Senator Clemens, anything to add?
What do you have on it already?
So we're going to have campus escort, police services, disability resource center, our sexual harassment resources. I'm forgetting one.
We should get the student health clinic on there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So are you thinking, like, one side the map, the other side all of this information?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
And then something nice, like those little map ones that we got the other day, you know?
From Campus Escort.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a route. We have a date. We have you and I should probably tell you guys who's coming with us. Let me pull that up real quick.
That's a good idea. I could even put their information as well.
Yeah.
Okay, for those guys. Are you sure?
Okay.
God bless.
Anything anyone want to add while this loads?
How's everyone's day?
I'll just email the names to you guys because this isn't loading.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, and then moving on to 6B, update on liaison positions. I think we're going to actually move this to next meeting because it's going to take a little bit of time. But if you guys want to check out the website, see what we're all in charge of, and then just start reaching out to people, that would be great. What I want to do is create basically a contact list for people in university affairs, just like, if they ever want to contact someone, they can just hit this up and then be able to contact them real quick. I'm hoping for a phone number and an email. Sometimes they don't have the email on the website, I found out. So call them and ask for an email kind of thing. So if you guys want to get a head start on that, that would be great and help me out a lot. Senator Green.
Where's that information? The names and all that?
Oh, what I've been going off of is if you just Google ASUN committees, and then the University Affairs Committee is on there, because we are in charge of a lot of stuff. But I do have some of the basic ones if you want to email me later. All right. Any other questions on that? All right, moving on to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? I do have a quick thing. Please ask your classes about the graduation fee increase. I will email out the sheet again with all of the basic information. The basic of what it comes down to is if we do not want to increase it, then we're basically going to have to move graduation from the quad to Lawler. Everyone gets the fee. It's a one-time fee, and it goes towards checking credits, making sure everyone gets their diplomas on time, printing them out, printing out pamphlets, ADA accessibility at graduation. The money is being used. All right. Any further public comment at this time? All right. Moving on to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 9:54 p.m.
A.M.
A.M. I did that last time too,
I know.
Didn't I?